Oh, wow. Love it. Love to be here every single day. What's up, Lego? I love the satire that Marianne gave me this morning. It was great. really, really great.
She's never seen Sheriff dance.
No, I have never seen Mr. Sheriff.
I have a video of Sheriff dancing with me. And it was not the cutest video. Good morning, Lego! And Eid Mubarak to all our Muslim friends. Yeah. We love you guys. Mm-hmm. Pray for us. We are praying for you too.
We are praying for you too.
Mm-hmm. And we're also praying for Nigeria. We need to have a good country. Whether
yes, we
like it or not.
We have to. Yeah. This is the period where you can do, you know, a comeback to your Christian friends who slide you during Easter. It's okay. It's allowed.
No, this is not the... the Ram.
This is the preparation
holiday.
Now.
This is not the So there's nothing.
So this
we're supposed to be the ones taking food to them to say, look, you fasted for 40 days.
And but they are preparing for that day.
Well, it's not now.
So
it's
when
just,
is it?
They're just praying, and then they'll just, you know, do iftar after the prayers, and that's all. There's nothing.
So when is the Ram Day?
I think it's sometime in October or November.
Oh, I'm getting all mixed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it anyway. Mm. If you want to
come back
to your Christian
friends,
fine.
We should be the ones being nice to them and taking them food, you know,
so
being nice.
What
you know,
guys,
whatever you made for breakfast,
what do you guys
share
like?
With them. I mean, you need to find out. Ask your boss what he likes.
Okay, I'll ask Mr. Sheriff.
So,
Mr. Sheriff doesn't.
And you can also ask Zainab what she likes.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think Mr. Sheriff is. He's not a food guy.
Ha!
He's not a foodie.
Sheriff, please come back to the studio and let this girl know
he's
that you like food.
He's not a foodie. He's a worky.
Eh?
He
should cuckoo come and die for you.
And coffee.
He should die for you.
That's all.
So buy him a new jar of coffee.
Yeah, how maybe that's
that?
What I'll do.
Anyway.
That's what I'll do.
Let's share some love. Let's spread the love, you know, because this is how we do it here on WhatsApp Lagos. We lead, you follow. How about that?
We lead, you follow, and that's it. And again, like Marianne will always say, this is where Lagos's best conversation resides. And she'd say, take it to the bank. I concur. They will give you money, some cool cash.
I concur.
Yes, on today's show, this is a Friday edition of What's Up Lagos, where we put it to you. But before we put it to you, we've got to sound off something very, very, very important. And after that, of course, we'll be doing the show as it should be. We'll be right back.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
And this is Sound Off. Now, I know that I've been here many times talking about the issue of police brutality, and I'm never going to tire from talking about it. And it doesn't mean that the police doesn't do good stuff, but then if we're having these occurrences again and again and again, then it's a cause for concern. A video just, you know, surfaced of police officers again beating up and malhandling you know, a group of young men in Owerri. And if not for the person who was, you know, recording this from his house's balcony, this could have gone and you know, that's how it happens. They just arrest them and then pin something on them that, oh, these people were either carrying drugs or they were robbers. And we've seen so many people rot in jail because the police just did a sweep of a particular area, and then they picked up everyone they found, and then either they give you the option of calling your family members to bring us some ridiculous amount of money to bail you out, or they just let you rot in jail if you don't have anybody who's going to bail you out? Is that how we're supposed to be policing this country? Do we not have enough problems? I mean, I think the Nigeria police force needs to rein its men in. It's very, very... I'm trying to talk about this from a calm perspective, okay? And I'm really appealing. I'm appealing to the conscience of, you know, the Nigeria police, because this is alarming. Our young people can no longer walk free in this country because they're afraid that a policeman can just take them and pin anything on them. This is not the oath that you took to protect and serve. This is not it. And maybe it's just how randomly they pick these guys up and make them police officers. Maybe this is the problem. Maybe we failed in our recruitment of police officers. And the character of people that we infuse into this, you know, into this force, it's embarrassing that these videos have to be surfacing every single day. And if there are no, I mean, this is just one out of many. God knows how many of us are being treated like this on a normal day. Two or three police officers were just arraigned at the force headquarters because of just randomly beating up a man who did nothing. How desperate can these officers be? What are you looking for? Because I am so tired. If I'm saying that I'm not tired, then I lie. I'm so sick of having this conversation on the radio, in private. We need to rein the policemen in. The police headquarters, the police service commission, it's time to rein your people in. It's too much. But it's too much.
So when you said that we're going to sound off on this, I was like, anyway, you already mentioned that you're not going to get tired of sounding like a broken record. It's needed. As much as you think that this is a conversation that has been had before, it has to be had again and again and again until they listen. Because like, what are you really looking for? Like, what is the process of really arresting somebody that you think is a suspect of something? Do you have to beat them up? Like, what is the lesson in all of that? Are we supposed to see that and cower? Is that supposed to be a lesson to people? Like,
why are we? What are you trying to prove? Because why should we cower? We should run to you for help and not run away from you.
I don't really. That's what I'm trying to.
That's
like,
defeating the idea of policing.
What is the essence? Is what I'm trying to get. And the funny thing is how you're even arresting and arraigning these people on the basis of a hunch. Most of the
time, half the time is because they refuse to part with monies, and sometimes these people prove to know their rights, and then they say, okay. Oh. I mean, look at that video. There were police officers had machetes. What are you doing with machetes? Mm. Please, I don't get it. And some of them were not properly dressed as police officers. It's terrible.
They abuse that uniform. I was going to say something about what I actually encountered today, but maybe I should leave it for Monday. It's how, as Nigerians, we don't even respect that uniform anymore because it's just like a normal cloth. Anybody can just wear it because you don't attach any form of... You don't allow people to give it that reverence that it should have. So you've moved from carrying guns now to machetes.
To machetes.
Okay.
I mean, how do we decipher between you and the ordinary thief or kidnapper or thug in the area if you're almost behaving like them? And this is a call to the police commissioners all across the country. The AIGs, the IGP, rein your men in. Enough is enough. And that's Sound Off. VI. All right, 23 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. This is What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Ann Okonchi. Is
Feta.
And together from now till 12 o'clock, we're making sure that this Salah Friday, you're going to have a good time. Now, it's. I put it to you, the court, ladies and gentlemen, is in session. So please, if you're not wearing black, your wig is not properly, in fact, if you look unkempt, they will
put you outside. Are wearing wine.
He's black. I don't know what you're seeing. You're colorblind.
I was waiting for this.
You're colorblind.
Can you see me?
My
you
lord,
see how I'm dressed?
You are colorblind.
You are wearing white.
It's black.
And gold hair.
You don't see things.
You're not ready for this job.
See who has gold hair. He's talking about hair. What does hair have to do?
Is
my wig
gold?
Is white.
Is this gold?
Look at my wig.
This
it's
is
white.
Navy blue.
Even look, this is also brown. What are you saying?
You're not ready. You're not ready for
you
this.
You can't come here and be.
He already shows. You already shows the level of your preparedness towards the case on ground
you
today.
You cannot.
That's okay.
You cannot be using slanderous words on me.
If this is slander, imagine you saying that my hair is good. What do you call
you're,
that?
I've told you that you're colorblind. My dear.
No problem.
My dear learned colleague. Ladies and gentlemen, today.
Don't ever dear me.
My dear. Today's court case is about Mary. Mary who had a little lamb.
Why are we always bringing animals to this court? This
is an animal. Because there are some people who don't like animals and animals have rights. And some people are here to not just represent those animals,
yes,
but represent the owner.
Today again, another lamb.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
So Mary, ladies and gentlemen, had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. But when we come back, we'll talk about the core, the meat of this case. Ladies and gentlemen, I put it to you, Court is in session. Minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Court is in session. Now, we're talking about Mary, a little girl whose counsel is here in court, me, who had a little lamb. The fleece of this little lamb was as white as snow.
Please read it the way it is. Don't add anything to it because I feel like you're adding.
I'm not adding. Would you let me speak?
I can speak.
So, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, those who are questioning why we have lamb again in this court, is it your court?
It is not.
Please,
but we have every
continue
right
to read this statement, please.
He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have that day at school. Just imagine what a time they had.
I am here to posit that every child has a right to a pet. Whether it's an iguana, it's a lizard,
a snake,
a cockroach, as long as it's not harmful to the child.
Oh,
and
really?
Please don't put words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth.
I did not mention snake.
Just continue. Iguana as a pet.
Yes.
Just continue. Continue.
Yes. You can have a rabbit. You can have a little cat. I love dogs.
Why are you playing safe? You just said any.
You can have
pet.
A lamb. You can have a goat. Yes. You
and
can have
you
a
can,
monkey.
And then you can bring them to school to disrupt the activities of school time.
Well, if the teacher had a problem with Mary's lamb, she would have told Mary to turn around and go home. But she let the lamb into the class. It was a mistake. It was an accident.
An accident.
Why are we having this
as
conversation?
As a teacher, you should be allowing accidents like that to
so
happen
your,
in class.
Your problem should
now,
be with
you,
the teacher.
No,
not
this is a class action.
My
I want
client.
My lawyer to understand that this is actually a class action. And it comes on all of us to bear the burden of proof. Now, in this situation, you can tell that if a lamb, we know that children are easily distracted. So imagine that one pupil brought a pet to school, a lamb for that matter. Mm-hmm. Imagine
the sweetest
now
animal.
Listen, imagine how distracted these children would be in class.
Says who?
Says the class.
Do we have them here? Are
of
they here
so.
To defend themselves?
Can you imagine?
No, this case is between your client, the school teacher, and my class. And my client is saying that the teacher did not complain when she brought the lamb into the class. And even the teacher was playing with the lamb.
Your client,
because
has been known to be a troublesome.
Because the
now,
teacher's
I attended
was broken.
The parents.
Even while she was playing with my lamb,
if you would
now
allow
she's
me
taking
to
us
speak,
to court. Your teacher,
have
teacher,
you at
your
any
teacher
time
client
tried,
has no case.
Listen, have you at any time tried to talk to some of the parents of this
the parents,
of these children?
Where did, yeah?
Your client has always been known to cause trouble every
no,
single time.
My client is
now,
the sweetest
this
little girl. On campus.
Talking about the mother of the child.
I'm sorry, the mother of my client has no business with that school. She
Why?
Only picks up and drops up her child. And if
what kind
and,
of mother
and
is
if
that?
The school
that
had a problem
know.
With my child, my client's child, they would have told her, but they didn't. It's only when the teacher
my lord, why is a
got
child
her
in
table
court?
Broken.
Why is a child in court?
My lord,
a child of 5 years old in church
my lord.
In court and her mother is not here. What kind of mother is that, my lord?
Well, I am the 5 year old client. Her mother is seated behind because this case is
but
not about her.
But you just said that, you know, but you just said that she's not in court.
No, she's not the one that this particular case is about. Stay on the case,
we are staying
madam.
On the case. And we are saying that according to this case, the fleece was white as snow. Everywhere the child went, the little lamb was sure to go. He followed her
and
to school one day
problem.
And broke the teacher's rule.
Mm.
And you can imagine what a time they had that day in
oh,
class,
but the teacher,
my lord.
But the teacher knew that the lamb
you,
was sure
lord,
to go. If the teacher had a problem,
this is a case
the teacher should have told my client's mother a long time ago. She enjoyed the attention of the little lamb.
I put it to you, my lord, that this is a case of a parent's negligence to a child's behavior.
Oh, my goodness. I put it to
this
you, my lord,
irresponsible
that this
parent
is a negligence on the part of the teacher who was carried away by playing with this lamb that's beautiful fleece, is white. And then because she was careless, the lamb got on the table and then it broke. Now she's putting on this little girl. What a shame,
a responsible
lady.
Teacher would
shame
not send
on
a
you.
Child back
shame
just
on
because
you,
she brought
teacher.
A pet to
shame
school.
On you.
She would call on
well,
the mother.
Well, the school does not have a no pet policy. No, the school does not have a no pet policy. It's not printed.
Do you have proof?
It's not right. Is not written.
You have proof.
Yes, the
because
proof
I have proof.
You don't have any proof because the proof here is that my client had never been stopped
this
from
is
bringing
proof.
That. There is no proof. That's fake. Why are you bringing fake papers to my court? Eh? My lord, do you see
my lord,
this charge and bail lawyer?
No, my lord, I brought proof.
My lord, this
my lord,
girl brought
let her go change
newspaper.
Her
newspaper
go,
they are using to wrap around us. My lord.
Guys, why me? I see that proof finished. They why me?
Order, order in this court. We will not admit
lord,
that exhibit
that.
Because that exhibit is
my lord,
false.
If you could
false
have,
papers would not be allowed in
you
my
have
court.
These papers, my lord, and go through them.
My
so
lord, now people are wearing a car wrap granato. Hey, my lord. Hey, my lord, you know they see this girl. You know, people, they come out. Which kind of proof
is this? Guys, this is a conversation, okay? Call us 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190 on WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805.
And please, when you call us, identify yourself and your chambers. We already have one caller calling in. Let's quickly take that call and then we'll read a message. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good
my
morning.
Name is what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, my name is Johnson. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Where's your chamber, Oga?
My chamber is Ikorodu. It's at Ikorodu.
All right, go ahead.
Ikorodu.
You see, the parents are careless and they are not considerate.
That's slander. That's slander.
That's not slander. Allow him to land.
They allowed Mary to bring the lamb to school.
For what?
Do you know that there was a child that was allergic to the fawn?
We don't have that proof in court. Please, don't, this is not admissible evidence.
No. My lord, you
that
can see.
That's phobia for animals.
This made
so
up.
These two child.
This made up.
We also sued the parents.
Good. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Thank you very much for
Thank
calling
you
for
very
that.
Much.
Balderdash.
My lord, you can see that Lagos has the final say. This is a class
it's
action.
It's not final.
Lord.
This is just one. This is just one person that you brought from your church and bay.
I
artists.
Didn't bring anybody.
We're going to go on a break, please, my lord. When we come back, the court will be in session on the other side of the clock. In the meantime, my lord, we got some sponsorship.
Lagos, I'll take it to Lagos, to Lagos.
Court. Court is in session. This court is headed by Justice Oligida Amemovoa.
Onuguda.
Yes. S A N.
You don't even know how to pronounce it.
M I P.
My lord, can you see that?
C G G N.
She doesn't even know how to. She called
Sagittarius News N R. My lord.
But my lord, she did not pronounce. Do something. She called you Oligida Onuguda.
What does that
why,
change?
Why is she in this court, my lord?
What? Says the person that brought granite paper to use as evidence here.
You didn't even allow my lord to collect it.
My
that,
lord cannot
that
collect
that was a legit
fake,
proof.
That's fake, fake. Yeah, all these child and baby people from Acute.
look who is talking. I'm not from Acute. I'm not from Acute.
Where are you from?
I'm from the FI.
Yeah, what?
FI.
No. Oh, you're from FI. That's the problem. That's the problem. What kind of lawyer is from FI?
I said this emotionally. I wanted to say VI. But because I was
sorry,
emotional,
your chambers. Where in VI is your chambers?
Yes, no.
Yeah.
Ademola Adetokunbo.
That's a lie.
How is it a lie? Can you prove it?
Show me the office. What's the number? The room, the house number.
Are you talking about my office or my place?
Your house number, the house.
Why am I bringing my residence?
Where the office is?
What
has
my personal life got to do with this?
What is the number of your office?
My lord, should I? My lord said I shouldn't.
You liar. The law is not even listening to you.
He's listening to me.
My lord, can you see how this guy is using your name to lie? My lord, let's go back to court. All right, court. We want to join motions with our other learned colleagues. So the phone lines are open. Don't forget, the case on ground is Mary and her little lamb and a careless teacher who's trying to be overzealous
and irresponsible
and got her table broken because she was playing.
Teacher, my lord.
She was playing with a lamb. And then when her table was broken, she now said that, it's because
she
Mary brought
oh.
her
she didn't
that
say
Mary
oh.
brought her lamb to
Mary,
school.
Mary
but
and
teacher,
Jukukon,
we saw you playing
oh.
with the lamb and you played. You allowed the lamb to come to school every single day. You never on any occasion complained to Mary's parents
that
she should
lawyer.
Not bring any lamb to school. Now that your table has broken, you are saying
Mary and Jukukon, I said that you're a wicked lawyer. But before then, she didn't say oh.
I am a professional.
She didn't say oh. Say the old way she said it.
I went to Harvard. Do not speak to me like that.
Which Harvard?
Harvard.
Harvard. You went to Harvard.
Harvard. You know, you're not Faja.
Do you anybody that...
Talk to me like that. Do you
my
know
lord,
how much I spent
lord,
to go to Harvard?
My lord, you can see that the
it's
truth
not you
is
that brought
out.
Groundnut paper here to come and show
lord,
us as
we
evidence.
We can now see that the truth is beginning to show.
Phone lines are open. My lord, the court is in session. 0700, will you let me speak, you Harvard-less lawyer? 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. And if you are a lady, you can call 01465718. Don't bring any. If you're weak, don't hold. No, try use the wig.
No wig, shame them.
Because you cannot come into this court unkempt.
Okay.
We will not be able to hear your motion. You understand me? Please look nice.
Don't wear yellow shoe to this court.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Oh, quiet. No time for that. Let's go to WhatsApp. Peter from Anthony Chamber says, "What's up, Lagos? Mary with a beautiful lamb has the right to go to school with her lamb. Section 102 of the American..." Can you imagine? America in Nigeria. But hold on.
It's okay. Mary is partly an American.
These are people that
Mary is partly an American.
Hello.
We can use the American constitution.
You went to rally them.
Yes, we're many.
Section 102 of the American Constitution states clearly the right of animals for life,
yes.
for survival, and for free primary
Thank
education.
You. Mm-hmm.
Taking the lamb to school to learn home economics, agriculture, and warfare, especially ram fighting, which is required for the lamb self-defense and sport. When he grows older into a ram is the right of the little lamb.
Very
my
good.
Judge, Mary and the lamb should be acquitted without any criminal
yes,
charge.
I
take
I
my bow to continue eating my mutton. Mary! Oh, I see where this is coming from, my lord. Because Mary, you know, bears
what
the same name as Mary Ann.
What does that even mean?
Oh.
That's a baseless accusation.
It's not a baseless accusation. You see where your bias is coming from.
Harvard-less lawyer.
I see where your bias is coming from.
You are not paper lawyer.
My learned colleague is a learned. She's biased and she's trying to subvert justice.
My lord, I go come up person teeth.
My lord, I go choke. Make her go choke out.
My lord, this is violence in court.
No, it's not violence in
my
court.
My lord.
My lord, you saw. She said it first.
My lord, she said she
will change it for me.
My lord, can you believe this?
My lord, can you wait for come this court? I'm going to change my mind.
My lord, I'm going to throw out of this court.
My lord, I'm very sorry for that.
She's been unruly in this court. And
I'm
this is why you need to go to Harvard or Yale or something.
Yale. You went to Yale.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Yes, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to you too.
This honorable Chief Justice Don Dupuy from Savoyapa.
Aha, uh-huh. Honorable Justice. Let us know the justice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is from Akize Chamber in Sabo.
Mm-hmm. Kure Chamber.
Yeah. I put it to you that This is Nigeria.
Mm.
And in Nigeria, we eat animal. We destroy animal. We use them for our delicacy. So nobody should take any animal to the school.
Bringing a delicacy to school, right?
What makes it a delicacy? You discharge and bail lawyer. Excuse me, sir.
To threaten any student.
Uh-huh. This lamb is because a very loving animal.
In your house.
I get what you are saying.
I put it to you that you don't have any right.
Oh.
You don't have any right to bring animals to this
country. Very good.
Baistandukwe from that chambers. Excuse me. Who told you that you don't have right?
Don't excuse him. Don't excuse him. He said it that you can't.
I put it to you that you don't have any right to do that.
Thank you very much.
I put it back to you, Baistandukwe, that I have right.
You can't put it back. He put it to you first.
Go and read your constitution. You don't know your constitution.
He put it to you first. You can't put it to him again.
Baistandukwe, go and read your constitution. Go ahead from this court.
He said it. He said you can't bring a delicacy to court. What if somebody brings onion, knife, and stove?
Excuse me. It is not a delicacy. Until you kill it. It means that people are trying to kill.
No,
you are trying to be killers.
No.
Violent people.
Mary was trying to endanger. Mary was trying to endanger that animal's life.
My lord,
you can see my lord.
My lord, you see this radical? This radical is advocating for knife to be brought to school. Do you see?
I'm not advocating.
Look at the people.
I'm saying, what if somebody, my lord, you see that she already off a mic by herself. Now you can't turn it on. My lord,
look at this radical. He's advocating for a school, a school of little girls.
I am not doing
to bring
that.
Knife.
That is not what I'm saying.
Let us go to other court cases because this is a radical, my lord.
What's up, Lagos? My lord, I hereby present Exhibit 1A and 1B. The school allows pet and animals with special permission, and I can categorically say that Mary's parents have the permit. The lamb is Mary's emotional support animal. It keeps her calm, relaxed whenever her score won't start. I'm like, make una leave the lamb, but make Mary no go vers kata school. Welcome, Barrister Feta. Why do you always fear Barrister Miriam for court? This is from Barrister Prince, son of Netherlands. What do you mean that I'm... Why? Who says I'm always scared of her?
Barrister Prince,
the truth,
because this girl
is never afraid.
This lawyer,
she's the one
know.
Who's bold.
She doesn't even have any lawyer. In fact,
she's
I don't know.
Bold in the face of
she
error.
She went to law school in somewhere in one corrupt place like this.
Say it now if you know it.
My dear.
You see? You don't even know it.
I want to call the name.
You don't even know it.
Wait, is it Alangwa?
I went to school in Toronto.
Say lie. Is it Alangwa?
Toronto.
I have proof. Is it Alangwa? That's what you... Because you don't know constitution.
Never. It's not even Sialang, it's Silungur. That's what it's called in Toronto.
Yeah, if you know Sialangwa, call, please.
All right. This person says, good morning, Feta and Marianne. This is San Daniel from Ikoyi, a respected lawyer who came.
He's an essay and call it well.
He's a son. Daniel from Ikoyi, a respected lawyer who came, saw, and conquered what? You see, there is time for everything at a designated space. Time to learn and time to play with one rubbish pet.
My lord, we would not allow such language in
my
court.
Lord, we will allow the languages of people who have what something
sustained,
to say.
Sustained. Move on.
The fact that Mary took her lamb to school shows that her mom needs to be sued. My lord, red lettered on the line, sued for lack of parental guidance. The fact that Mary herself took a lamb to school, she needs to be sued for being so selfish and not respecting the rest of the students.
And you need to be sued because you don't know yourself.
The teacher that allowed that needs to be sued. Cannot be sued. You can't say that. You
all
can't
of
say
you
that.
Will be sued because you don't have sense.
The teacher that allowed
get out
that,
of this court.
That needs to be sued for for allowing irrelevant, violent things in the learning environment. The owner of the school needs to be sued for not inculcating strict rules that will make Mary know that she can't bring in a lamb. If they have a gate man, he needs to be sued for allowing that.
Baba, you don't sue everybody.
In fact, Feta Marianne needs to be sued for arguing over this issue when it's obvious that Mary did wrong. That's all.
You said you have been sued out of this court.
You have
been
Why is your name thick like this, Marianne?
All right, we want to take more of your thoughts and comments.
Okay.
Don't forget, you can join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. It's I put it to you on WhatsApp, Lagos. Marianne and Feta here. We're arguing about Mary and her little lamb, whose fleece, by the way, is white as snow. Heavenly, by the way. It followed her to school one day. I mean, and then, of course, it played with the teacher who was rubbing all over it. And then when the lamb climbed on top of the teacher's table, he broke. Now, teacher,
and there was
pandemonium
in the school that day.
Why am I even here, my lord?
There was.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Oh, quiet.
Nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive.
Just alive.
Good morning, Miriam.
Morning.
Set down. Miriam, Fino.
Mm-hmm.
Jedo Maka, stretch one.
One is in The Hague.
Oh, you people should advise him to come back very, very soon.
Come back.
Yeah, this is Barrister Igwe Victor from Igwe Kala and Ibu Ale Ibu and Apala Pashembas. Can I approach the court, my lord?
You may.
From the submission already on display, I can say that Mary bringing the lamp to the school is simply a case of childish display of irresponsibility as a result of
keep quiet and let the man speak.
As a result of juvenile delinquency, not an intentional.
My lord, I will not allow this man to insult the sensibility of my client. She's but a child.
Don't you think the parents of this child has a role to play in this juvenile delinquency?
Can I have my court?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have my court, mm-hmm. please? I'm in charge for now.
You can.
I said that by the submission of the case on ground, it is a childish display of irresponsibility as a result of juvenile delinquency. It was not an intentional act, but based on the fact that the issue of the age of the person that is involved in this case has been ascertained, I believe, my lord, this case has to be struck out based on lack of merit. You cannot try merit based on the age.
What about the mother?
The mother.
Yes.
And you cannot, you don't have anything to do to the mother because she has to take her child to the school.
Please, but for please, the fact Igwe, Barrister Igwe, go back to law school. Zeba, pour this place. Get out of this court.
Oh, please.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, you can join the conversation on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. It's Nigeria Info FM. That's where you can tweet at us. The court is in session. Mary had a little lamb, and that's where the wahala started. And of course, you can also join the conversation and let us know on WhatsApp, 0809-5975-805. Make your case. When you call us, let us know who you are and what chambers you represent. Because this matter, if you look at it very well, it's irrelevant for this lawyer to come and waste me, my client, and my time in this court. Because you see,
who is wasting
Mary
your time?
Is a lovely little girl who has a support animal, an emotional support animal that the school had approved of. Now the school is claiming ignorance.
So imagine if every child in that school had an emotional support animal.
Well, they don't. And Mary
what
did
would
have.
That school be?
And the school allows
a zoo?
It.
A zoo school? It's is that what it's going to be called?
My dear.
No.
I'm sure that you don't have an idea what a lamb is. It's not a goat. Neither is it an nkita.
Uh-huh. So what if another child decides to have a goat?
They didn't decide. And that's because Mary is a one-off. And so the school allowed it.
No.
And so this
that
case
shouldn't
of yours
be,
is irrelevant.
That shouldn't
he
be.
He has no
that
backing.
That should not be.
Oh, please. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, more information. Stay with us. I'll take you to Lagos, to All right, still, I put it to you. We've got 4 minutes before we... 3 minutes right now before we go for another quick break. But in the meantime, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Now, you could call if you're a lady. 01465-7190. And make your case. Or send us a message on WhatsApp. 0809-597-5805. And if you're listening to us from outside of the country, you want to join the conversation, yes, you can. Join us via Skype. We're Nigeria Info on Skype. Go ahead and be part of the conversation. somebody says Mary has a tender heart and she should be given an award.
For what? Which of the Marys are we talking? Mary Ann or the Mary?
I'm sure this person is educated. did not come from Isialangwa?
No, I'm not coming from any Isialangwa. I'm saying, why? What does having
Benga here what, knows what the difference between Mary and Marianne?
What
are
we talking about today? Eh? Barrister, he didn't even introduce himself as a barrister. No wonder.
He's sitting there. Anyway, this one says, good morning, my lord. I'm Barrister Ikelebe Stunner of Diagone Chamber. My lord, if I may.
You may not.
I believe Mary took her lamb to school to impress her friends. But there's sufficient proof to say it was a show and tell, and the day and that day, that's why the school didn't complain.
What are you talking about?
The school, I keep emphasizing this kind of people, my lord. I love it that you came here with proof to additional proof to prove to this court that Mary was allowed to bring her lamb to school because the school had approved of it. If not, they would have returned the lamb as her mommy dropped her. But you see these Mary saying out and things.
My learned colleague,
you are wasting my time.
I'm not wasting your
time. This is time wasting.
I am just really sad, my lord, that we allow people like this come to court and try to subvert justice, my lord.
Justice is not being served. When we prove beyond reasonable doubt, you now start to look for how to cut corners.
I am not cutting
corners. My dear, there's no corner for you today.
Go back to be on the side of the student.
Go back to learn the constitution, my dear. My dear. Please, we have another lawyer.
My learned colleague is just shouting.
I'm not shouting, my voice
is gone.
This is my new voice. Yes.
My lord, are we not supposed to be on the side of students who could not get proper learning?
We are supposed to be on the side of the law.
This is what the law says.
My lord, send this lady out.
My lord, this will not get sense.
I go change them for
my
running.
Lord, this will not know me, not know me. You don't know me.
What's up, Lagos? This is Barrister Honey, S-A-N, Esquire, N-S-I-R, P-G-R, A-N-N-R, S-Q-U-R, from Honey Esther Chambers.
Come on, some honey.
My lord, may I say that my child is also a pupil of that school. And every time I bring my child to school, I see Mary's teacher appealing to the mother to stop bringing the lamb with Mary.
You
to
lie.
And every time the mother
harasses...
You lie,
harasses, you have been paid.
Listen, I
you
said this, my lord.
Paid.
I said that this woman is a troublesome woman.
You have been paid.
I have spoken to some of the members of the Praise Teachers Association meeting and
you
I had the
paid.
Same thing to say about Mary's mother. But let's go
You're a corrupt citizen.
No, Barrister
And
Honey,
a corrupt parent. They must remove you from Parent Teachers Association.
Barrister Honey
you
continues
lie.
To say, she says, every time the mother harassed the teacher because I hear she's one of the owners of the school, I had to settle them most times. Hence, my lord, I affirm with FETA, so you're supposed to say Barrister FETA, but that's okay, the mother should be sued and sentenced appropriately for the damage caused by the lamb. I rest my case.
You lie. And you'll be stripped of everything
the truth,
from Parents Teachers Association.
The
you
truth
cannot be there.
Will prevail.
You lie.
The truth. Now.
Liar.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Gabriel from Chatham House Chambers.
Ah. These are my senior colleagues.
My submission is that this case be thrown out with outright punishment.
Thank you. See my colleagues. My colleagues. They
Won't
know
you even wait to hear what
my
he has
my
to
lord,
say?
My lord, I'm sorry.
He says that... My submission is that this case be thrown out with outright punishment prescribed to all parties complicit, starting from Mary, who should be spanked for sneaking her lamb out of the house
talking about spanking children. Who sent you?
Without her mother's knowledge. But
her
we have to take a break when we come back.
Yeah, we gotta go now.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
I'll take you to Lagos.
It's come past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. Lagos's best conversation resides here. If you don't believe it, now your business. My name is Mary Anna Cohen and she is...
Feta.
Yes, we are on the home stretch of the show and we have been in court.
Yeah.
Yes, and I put it to you. We've been talking about Mary and her little lamb and we've had all kinds of people make a case for Mary and her little lamb, and including the school and their reckless teacher. Mm. But we got messages, so let's go to those messages.
Yes, I was reading Gabriel from Chatham House before we went on that break, and he says, my submission is that this case be thrown out with outright punishments prescribed to all parties complicit, starting from Mary, who should be spanked for sneaking her lamb out of the house without her mother's knowledge, because no parent will indulge such. Now, to the teacher, who I believe should be taking out of a learning environment, as I believe she was bipolar, or she has bipolar disorder, because one minute she was playing with a lamp that was not meant to be in a school environment. The next minute, she gets upset at the same lamp she was indulging. If she had, as a teacher, asked that the lamp be removed from the school as a right-thinking teacher, her table would not have been broken. She can't eat a cake and have it. The lawyer, the one who prayed this case, should be disbarred because such a case makes no sense and should not have been brought here to insult our collective intelligence. I put it to you that if everyone was allowed to bring an animal to school, school will become an animal farm. Great! Love by Sir Gabriel. That was amazing. You see, these are the things, these are the issues. What's up, Lagos? Fata Unwa, Marianne Pino Pino by Sir Igwe Victor from Igwe Kala Chambers. By the reason of this case, when you mention Mary and you don't put Anne, okay, then you are talking about Mary that submitted the lamb for sacrifice for those that she loves. My Lord, this case lacks merit and should be struck out. I don't know what you mean. My name is Brightside David. My Lord, may I? Taking a lamb to the school is very dangerous because all animals are harmful. My Lord, Mary should be charged. For one, oppression. Two, threat. Three, attempted murder. My Lord, please treat this case very serious before it turns to another thing. Just like we have the X-Men using the bigger lamb to commit and cause chaos in the society. You see? Do you see that? Do you just see that? I'll take you to Lagos. All right, keep the calls coming. 0700-993-993-993-0146-57190. We about just have, say, like, 4 to 5 minutes on the clock to just do this. This guy says, I object that firstly, the broken table, which is the exhibit, was a model table made with cartons materials. Secondly, overexcitement made the accuser to forget that the table wasn't original, which the management is guilty. So if an innocent pet was the cause of the whole jaga jaga, and the last time I checked, that lady was a pet, that day was a pet's day. So my conclusion on this whole case is that the accuser is just being jealous of this pretty little loving, well-groomed lamb.
Yes.
So being a Friday and a public holiday, I put it to you that no penalty for Mary. I rest my case. Sam Patrick Abel from Ogba Chambers. Nonsense!
God bless you!
Nonsense!
You see, all the people that are speaking, why, they're very learned,
if
very
it was
knowledgeable.
A pet day,
they've
why
done
was
their
it
research.
Only Mary
they
that brought her pet to
they,
school?
They paid very good private investigators to get this information. You just came here to be wagging your tongue. My dear, go back to see Alangwa Chambers.
What are you talking about? If it was a pet day, why was it only Mary that brought her pet to school? Why was it only her?
My dear, you will go and ask.
My Lord, I don't know if you see what I'm saying here.
This is cool.
But this is
you're
a conspiracy
questions.
Of some sort.
Conspiracy call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Anybody home? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yeah, good morning, Barrister Feta and Marianne.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm not in great spirit this morning as I was putting on my clothes and my wig to come to court. My dad and my mommy sat me down and they expressed great disappointment in the fact that I've been going to court for the past 1 month to defend animals, lamb, dog that flew away at Kaya. And so, because of that, this morning I am not happy. My daddy reminded me of how he sold our land
to
send me to school, to law school and everything, only to come and be defending land.
Animals have rights too.
You can imagine.
The reason of this,
and you could not defend yourself.
Both the lamb and Mary should be jailed with their mother and the teacher. In fact, the school should be locked up. and the both of you in the studio should be locked up.
For what?
Bye-bye.
You could not defend yourself.
They reminded me that they wasted my school fees.
That was the point, you had to defend yourself.
I put it to you that you are
mommy,
the waste. You are the waste.
My mommy has enrolled me.
You are still calling her your mommy.
To go and learn plumber.
You don't have shame. My dear Lenny Collier, you are still saying my mommy.
It is because of the both of you.
You are still saying
my mom. To the court for us to defend.
My dear learned colleague, go home to mommy.
My dear learned colleague, that was an opportunity for you to show them that they didn't waste money.
And you say, my mommy.
I'll take this message. What's up, Lagos? This is Mary's head teacher. I have cautioned her to not bring this lamp again, but she keeps bringing it. Well, she said bling the ram again. Mm-hmm. But she keeps blinging it. Well, I'm waiting for her to bling the ram by December. So I have already packaged.
You see, this is a school that is breeding killers. My lord, this case, I ask that you throw it out because I'm throwing this girl out now. Goodbye, my lord. I'll take you to Lagos. All right, still what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. In a few minutes, we'll be signing out and saying our goodbyes, not just for today, but the whole week, because we got to go. But this segment, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by GoTV Renumbering. And we still got messages, even though my lord has cancelled everybody inside this court. Court is done close, but we've got messages, so let's do justice to them.
All right, this guy says, his name is Barrister David. He says, my lord, if you did not address this case, I will also tell my boy to take his cow to the class. That is what he said.
And no cows allowed.
He doesn't look like he's How is it?
The cow is something they used to worship in another country. Please stop.
Who says they don't worship sheep in another country?
They don't.
Are you sure?
Prove it. I don't have time for this conversation.
You to bring the proof of the one you just said now.
Nepal. Bangladesh, yes.
And they worship. So who told you that in Singapore they don't worship?
They don't. I have facts. I have proof. You bring your proof. I'm giving you mine.
Bring the proof.
No, you see, I don't tell you, say, make you go back that law school where you not even graduate for. Now they call you, they tell me that thing.
No, wahala. I'm sure you saw that on TV, on GoTV. No, it's not on GoTV. You see that kind of thing. It's not on GoTV.
I don't understand.
It's not on GoTV.
It's informate. In fact, don't worry.
No, wahala.
Leave it.
But you see, I took that message because that's been my stance from the beginning. That if you allow one child to bring, because you said that is an emotional support kind of thing. Mm. If you allow one child to bring one pet to school because of emotional support, every other child has the right to do the same thing. Every other child should bring their pet to school because it's emotional, whatever it is.
So you want to start having emotional things because my child brought pets.
Actually, it's your child. You just said it.
My lord,
here we have it. The truth has prevailed.
My lord, don't close doors. My lord, Ogbeni, move. All right, guys, we gotta go. We want to say thank you to everyone who's been part of the conversation today. It's been a beautiful Friday. Happy Eid Fitri to all our Muslim friends. We appreciate you. We love you. We're sending love in your direction, and thank you for all your prayers. We follow the Koledi prayer for one side, one corner. My name is Mary Anako. Don't forget, you can follow Nigeria Info on all of its social media platforms, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube page because it's very important you don't miss any of our programs. And download the Nigeria Info FM mobile application so you can take us everywhere you go. Follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo. You can just search for Mary Anako. It's Bakan. I want to give her. You can look for Mary Andrew Kukun anywhere. And then, of course, you would find me.
Yes, I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo. On Twitter, D_Feta.
D_Feta.
Yes.
We love you, Lagos. See you tomorrow. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorites from Miguel. Take it to Lagos.